Usually, the Lansing Symphony Orchestra season begins in September, but for the season premiere concert, Maestro Timothy Muffett tells me that the recently announced 2017-18 season has to be pushed back a bit thanks to some construction at the Wharton Center.
Well, we've got some work being done on the Wharton Center with a new roof being put in there, so that bumps us all back a little bit. But we tried to take advantage of the October setting for this first program and do some music that might be fitting for that time of year.
Which is to say that the October concert includes the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz.
There's a supernatural element that runs through the whole program. It's fun to do, especially when you have works like this where you can sort of explore the supernatural in a way that has some profundity to it.
Music from Dream of the Witch's Sabbath, taken from the Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz, where the violins there, they're using the back of their bows instead of those regular horsehairs.
For a piece that was written in the 1830s, you know, this was written within just a few years of Beethoven's death. It's really remarkable to see how far the composer has taken the musical language, both in terms of what he uses in the orchestra, the instruments in the orchestra, and the scope of the piece, and the story underneath it all. It's really a remarkable piece that still sounds modern and fresh today, I feel.
That is how Maestro Timothy Muffett and the Lansing Symphony Orchestra kick off their 2017-18 concert season with an opener in October of this year. While the maestro and I discussed the remainder of the LSO's Masterworks concerts yesterday here on WKAR, it's something you can find right now online at WKAR.org, there are other portions of the Lansing Symphony's musical outreach as well, like the four chamber series concerts, which take place not in the Wharton Center, but at Lansing's First Presbyterian Church in the Molly Grove Chapel.
Richard Sherman is the artistic director of our chamber series, and this is a place where he has a great deal of expertise. He works directly with the musicians of the orchestra to come up with these programs. And we like this spotlight for many reasons. We like having chamber music as a component of our season offering. We like to be able to put the spotlight on our musicians in a chamber music environment. And I think it provides a nice complement to the other things on our season.
In addition, the ever-successful Lansing Symphony Pop Series returns with a holiday program in December, a Motown-themed concert in February, and then the curiously named April presentation called Pick Your Own Musical Adventure, where you can pick the pieces that the Lansing Symphony will play.
Essentially, there's a big wish list playlist, all of which will be ready to go, and the audience, through voting, will help us determine what actually gets onto the program.
The complete listings of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks, Chamber, Pops, and Jazz Band concerts are available now online, which you can get a link to at WKAR.org or by visiting LansingSymphony.org. Maestro Timothy Muffett, thanks for giving us a preview.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. Good to talk to you.
For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.